It's Tuesday, so it's Tradie Talk Back. And what we're talking now is coronavirus and how that's affecting supplies for the projects that you're working on and the people that you're working with. Matt Pollock is CEO of the Master Builders Association. G'day.
G'day, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Are supplies being affected in Tasmania?
Well, look, a large percentage of building products are imported from China in the building industry, which does expose the industry to some risk and disruption to those supply chains. At the moment, we're not seeing significant disruptions coming from member feedback, but there are some examples starting to emerge, which we're keeping a close eye on, particularly for glass, paint tiles, and also some made-to-measure type products, so lifts, elevators, chillers, humidifiers, that type of thing.
If I've got a project and my builder's saying, look, we've just got delays now and it's going to be 6 months, what can I do about that?
Well, look, we're not hearing of delays of 6 months as a result of the coronavirus or the associated disruption to supply chains coming out of China. So it's a bit early days to be calling for that now. But look, if these disruptions continue, and particularly if they're protracted for sort of the next 4 to 6 weeks, then, you know, that situation can deteriorate quite quickly.
Are there things that people should be stockpiling? Toilet paper, obviously, if you're on a site with loos, but what else? Are our timber supplies pretty solid in Tassie?
Well, that's right. And we do have local manufacturers and suppliers to draw from. Particularly, we're hearing that there is some substitution going on in some of our mainland suppliers. So, you know, our local manufacturers will be doing their best, I am sure, to fill some of those gaps.
Yeah, we got onto Bunnings actually just to see what their supplies were like. And they were like, well, our timber's all locally sourced. So at the moment, there's no big issues for them, which is interesting. And I wonder then what opportunities there might be.
Well, there very well could be. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
for local sawmillers, at least.
I would say so. And, you know, that we're still very much used timber frame construction here in Tasmania, which is a good thing. And the majority of that does come from local suppliers.
What about paint? Where's that come from?
Well, a lot of that comes from China. So that is one area that we do see. Perhaps we could see some disruptions to the supply of those products over the next few weeks.
What's the chain of supply like? Because, I mean, with building products, they're not perishable mostly. So you'd think people could hold quite a lot of stock, but then in Tassie, people notoriously don't. So do you think that we might hit a bit of a gap?
Well, look, we could. And look, we're keeping a very close eye on this at the moment. Still early days. Generally, though, you know, inventories for building products, they're pretty big and clunky. So, you know, the suppliers don't keep large inventories.
You're listening to CEO of the Masters Builders Association, Matt Pollock, on Tradie Tuesday, talking about whether the effects on travel and shipping of coronavirus might have some impact on builds here in Tassie. I mean, there's sort of three big main levels of builds. There's your domestic, there's the huge projects and the stuff in the middle. What projects are being affected as you're hearing at the moment? What scale of projects?
From feedback from the members, really it's the commercial projects at the moment. Mm. They have very complex supply chains for those larger projects. And particularly projects that use sort of made-to-measure type materials, you know, so again, lifts, elevators, chillers, humidifiers, the type of things that are generally made bespoke. And a lot of that stuff is made in the manufacturing plants in China.
What are members saying that they want you to be getting onto? Who do they want you to be talking to in terms of protecting the industry moving forward?
Well, look, at this stage, we're very much just, it's a bit of a watching brief at the moment. What we would ask, of course, is that, you know, if there are, it's important to keep in close communication with your builder. And, you know, if we do, you know, if there's an expectation that there may be some delays in products, if that feeds into delays in the timeline of delivering projects, you know, that conversation is happens as early as possible so that everybody's expectations are on the same page.
Because if I'm a builder and I'm on a contract where there's penalties if I deliver late, what, like, is it like an insurance company? We can go, oh, unless it's a pandemic, dude, you know.
Look, that's right. And generally, building contracts do not have sort of force majeure or act of God provisions in them, particularly to cover epidemics and pandemics. This is a very unique situation.
Yeah, they will from now on.
Well, they may
be.
It's a
whole bunch of lawyers going, oh, whoa.
Look, yeah. It might be something we need to review down the track. But look, at this stage, you know, there are also provisions in building contracts for to request extensions of time.
What about managing hygiene on building sites? Like if you're in a situation where like there's portaloos and stuff like that, there's not really great facilities, what can you do, do you think, to make your site a bit safer in terms of transmission of disease?
Well, look, I think what this you know, the situation has shown us is that we need to be more aware of hygiene across all work sites. And I would encourage to make sure that anybody working on a construction site, make sure that they take the adequate steps to make sure that they do follow proper hygiene procedures.
Gloves are good.
Gloves are good. Yeah, washing your hands.
All that kind of stuff. If people have concerns, you know, we've had a lot of internal ABC things of going, oh, this is what a hard surface, you know, will do. This is what soft surfaces do. This is how you disinfect and stuff. Will the Master Builders Association put something together for employers?
Well, look, I actually came across in my emails this morning that WorkSafe has released a document which does cover, you know, how to mitigate and how to mitigate transmission and managing a pandemic in the workplace. So I would encourage all employers and all workers, if you haven't seen that yet, get on the WorkSafe website. That's a very good document. It's very thorough and it gives you some good guidelines to follow.
Because there's those layers, aren't there, of, you know, there's some workers who get quite panicked by it. We've had some people here chocking doors open going, well, I'm not touching anything. Like it's not here yet. But also just managing those different degrees of response within the workplace.
Yeah, look, I think, as you say, it's a matter of responsibility. I would certainly urge from an industry perspective that, you know, it's not panic stations yet. But everyone has a responsibility to take proper precautions. And, you know, like we did this morning, Rick, you know, maybe an elbow bump rather than a handshake is the way to go at the moment.
And there's also the foot kick as well. But I'm in thongs and I just don't feel like it's safe to do that. Matt Pollock, CEO of the Master Builders Association. Outside of that, because so many industries are having immediate impacts. I've seen other industries have strange impacts because of interstate travel. Mm. Are there dangers we're going to lose access to workforce because we've got a lot on big projects of interstate staff coming here?
Well, look, we do have workers coming from interstate at the moment to work on some of our projects.
And do we have people coming on visas internationally as well?
Look, to some extent, yes, of course. You know, construction is a very big, dynamic workforce. So, you know, we get the workers where we can at the moment. There's a lot of work going on.
So what could travel bans mean then for some of our larger projects getting completed?
Look, that's something that we'll have to wait and see. Yeah. At this stage, we certainly don't expect that there's going to be disruptions to workforces. But, you know, it's still early days. We're putting a watching brief out there. Yeah. We don't want people to panic, but take the proper precautions.
And the issue that we've been discussing on Mornings a lot as well for employers, what are your responsibilities if you have a worker who goes, sorry, I'm 2 weeks in self-isolation?
Yes, yes.
Does the employer have a responsibility to cover them or do they have to use up whatever leave they've got?
Look, this is actually something that we as an association and nationally are talking to the Fair Work Commission about. So we hope to actually have some more information that we can share with our members over the coming days on that.
So stay posted and keep looking at the Master Builders website for that. But for all employers, WorkSafe have got everything you need for the work environment that you're managing.
They do, and they have released a guide that is for all workplaces to follow.
Great to talk to you this morning.
Thanks, Rick.